And then the next quantity we want to calculate with the Sommerfeld expansion will be the internal energy density. So that's the energy times the number of states at that energy times the probability that that state is occupied. And then you have to sum that over all energies. And at the top here, I just wrote the Sommerfeld expansion, where now this function H is going to be the energy times the density of states. I've written it here. H is energy times the density of states. And K at the chemical potential is the integral from minus infinity to the chemical potential of the energy times the density of states at that energy. So when I differentiate H to get this term, I differentiate H, there's two terms, because this first, just the density of states, and then energy times, so
I've got, I'd write it down. I've got two functions that are a function of energy, energy and the density of states of that energy. So when I differentiate this, dH, dE, I get the derivative of this times that plus the derivative, the energy times the derivative of the density of states with respect to energy, like this. So these give me my two terms here.
And I need to evaluate them at the chemical potential. So that's what I do. And then I say the chemical potential is almost the Fermi energy, and write it out like this. Okay, so this first part of the Sommerfeld expansion, this K, is still written here. And then the second part, I took this derivative and I put it in here, and I get this prefactor of t squared that goes in front of it from the Sommerfeld expansion.